Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to talk to our Kansas dairy producers as well as the general public about 2025 and what that has meant for Kansas in terms of our dairy industry. We added about 45,000 dairy cows to our dairy herd in 2025, and that resulted in a large increase in milk production. Our year-over-year milk production increased by 17.2%, and that actually led all states. As we look at where we rank as far as a state in total milk production, in 2025, we rank 15th, which is a nice increase. As we look at per capita milk production in 2025, so that's a comparison of what milk we produce in the state divided by our total population, and we sit at 1,663 pounds per person, which is a net exporting state, so we export a lot of milk out of Kansas into the southeastern United States. The numbers for 2025 are not fully reflective of what our dairy herd is actually capable of. Many of those animals were added in the last half of 2025, so the total production increase for the year is only based on about 6 months of increased production. So moving into 2026, I would look forward to Kansas seeing a fairly sizable increase in total milk production as we get to a full year out of those additional cows. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.